Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your storm riding couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Monday, August the 15th, 2011.
And this is episode 23.
Right smack in the middle of the month of August.
And it is a prime number.
Yep. And this is the first day the kids are back to school.
Actually, they did not go back to school today.
Louisville kids did.
No, they did not.
Why not?
Because of the storm that blew
through
Louisville.
So there was no school today?
Yes, there were three schools that had no power.
So they just called school off.
Yeah, because they didn't have power.
For everyone. Because three schools didn't have power. They called school off for everyone.
When one school doesn't have AC, they call school off for all the schools.
Well, I guess I don't know this because I don't have kids. So.
Well, I mean, you went to school. I mean, they did that in school.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember, like, other schools having problems and we didn't have school.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a recent thing.
No, it's not. I mean, they even did that back when I was in school, and that's not recent.
Well, I don't remember that so much.
Yeah.
So, you doing okay today?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's been a long day for us, you know?
Yeah.
We actually went in early to work today.
Yeah, I had to go to work early. My work pushed some software this past weekend. So whenever software is pushed, I have to get there early on Monday morning in case any problems have arisen.
Right.
There were no problems.
But right.
I was still there at 7:30.
Right. And we stopped by McDonald's this morning and got, you know, some breakfast along with our caramel mocha frappuccino that we like. And it's like something was up with it. It was very peppery.
It tasted weird. Like, it tasted really gross. Like, I don't know what they did wrong.
You remember that trick gum that you would give people that had a bad taste to it?
No.
Well.
I mean, I know what you're talking about, but I've never had any.
Right. So, what it is that it's supposed to taste really, really peppery. And that's exactly what it reminded me of. So I was like, was somebody
gross.
Playing a practical joke?
Like it smelled good.
Yeah.
And then when
no, it
well,
didn't.
Mine smelled good.
Mine
especially
did
when
not.
I poured it out. It smelled good. That's why I was not.
I took a sip and I was like, huh, maybe I shouldn't have, you know, taken a bite of my sandwich and drunk some. So I drunk some water, you know, try to clean my palate, and then I drunk some and I was like, what the crap?
I said, I was like, ew, gross.
Yeah.
So, but McDonald's said we can get replacements, so that's good.
I was actually surprised.
We've had to get replacements for two things.
Yeah.
In like 2 days.
Yeah, so we ordered Domino pizza last night because, you know, we had been, you know, it was relaxed last night and everything. And we ordered some Domino's pizza. We got pepperoni, pineapple, and ham on one side. And, you know, pepperoni and pineapple was over the whole pizza because, you know, didn't want too much meat for Renee.
And I can't handle all that meat. I can't handle too much.
Right, right. So basically, when the pizza came, it was half pepperoni, half ham, and pineapple everywhere.
Yeah, like one half of the pizza had ham.
Right.
The other half of the pizza just had pepperoni. I was like,
right. So
I didn't think it was that hard to get right.
Right, right.
And apparently it was.
So what I normally do when I order Domino's pizza is I order online. And I ordered online, and when I got it, I just filled out the survey and said, hey, you know, they got my pizza wrong, you know, because they asked. And then like 10 minutes later, the store calls me and they're like, hey, sorry about your pizza. You know.
Which is good. Like, I haven't really heard of people doing that before, so that was pretty awesome.
Well, you remember the last time I ordered from them? And the lady called me and was like, hey, how was your order? And, you know, she's
I guess
like,
that's part of their new customer service.
Right. And they were like, did John, when he delivered a pizza, did he tell you how long it took him? I was like, I don't know. I was having a very bad day. So
creepy.
You know, so
you were on call, right?
Yeah, I was on call. So I was like, I don't know. I was having a bad day. So I wanted my pizza.
Like, you sound all mean.
I was kind of mean a little bit. Well, I mean, because I didn't want to lie. You know, I can't.
Why are you mean to other people when you're on call?
Because they shouldn't bother me. They should know.
They should know that you're having a bad day.
That when I say hello, they should be like, oh, he's on call. Maybe I hang up and call back, you know, on Thursday after 11. Yeah,
everybody thinks.
Right. So.
But this weekend you were off call.
Yes. And even, Strumpet pointed out in my 365s pictures that I've been taking, she was like, you can just tell a difference just by your look, how you look, that you're such a different person when you're not on call. And I mean, it can weigh on a person. And I'm just glad that, you know, we do have that long 6 to 7 weeks when we're not on call. And I did leave that pause in there for dramatic effect.
I mean, is like everybody like that when they're on call? Does everybody come back all grumpy?
Well, it depends on the on call. See, I had a rough one. I mean, because we were prepping for group migrations, room migrations. I have to get a link system set up in less than 14 days, which, with all the process that we have to go through shouldn't be able to be done, but it's about to get done. And it's just, I mean, it's high pressure here around here lately, you know, so.
Yeah. But, this weekend looked up.
Right. Exactly. And it was a great weekend for me. And what about yourself?
It was great. I don't know if, I think we told you all when we went to Nurtacular, the house that we rented, we slept in a bed that had the most fantastic sheets.
Right.
And they're called Modal sheets, right. I think.
Thanks to Elijah, we think we found out which sheets they were. And they were Modal sheets.
And they're made from the birch tree.
Right.
So, which is interesting. It's like they actually take the fibers and make sheets out of them, which is really cool.
So was it Thursday or Friday when you came home and we had the,
I think it was Thursday,
20% off at Bed Bath & Beyond?
Because that's the coupon we were waiting for, because we had a $5 off one, but we were like, no, we're going to wait for the 20% off coupon.
Right. So we went and we got our Modal sheets.
I know, I was so excited. And we washed them, as we should have.
Right.
And they were amazing. It's like, they feel like the really super high thread count, but they don't cost as much. I mean, these are the most expensive sheets I've ever slept in. Like, I'm used to regular old cotton, low thread count ones, but these are awesome.
They felt really,
so
really good.
I'm excited to go to sleep. I'm like, I can't wait to go to sleep. The sheets feel so good. So I think I'll be buying another pack of Modal sheets.
Right.
I think I'll just buy like a whole bunch and just have only Modal sheets.
But what happened when we like go to hotels and stuff like that?
The sheets are
like,
going to feel horrible.
Oh my God, they feel horrible.
I know some people carry their own sheets.
Hmm.
I'm just saying. Yeah. That's what some people do.
Right. So, one of the things that happened on Saturday this weekend was there was a bad storm.
Oh, it was bad.
That blew through here in Louisville and, well, in Kentucky and Indiana. It was really, really bad. As of this morning, there was 30,000 people in Louisville that had no power. And I have a couple of coworkers.
I didn't know it was that many.
Yeah. The mayor tweeted it. You don't follow the mayor?
No.
I follow the mayor.
Well, that's good for you.
Hey, here's the quiz. Do you know who the mayor is?
I really don't.
It is Greg Fisher.
Oh, yeah. That dude. Yeah, I don't know my own city's mayor.
You're supposed to say Jerry Abramson.
No.
He was like, he's mayor for life.
He was.
He still is.
He got ousted. No, the only reason he didn't.
He should have kept checking in the four squares.
He was going to run with the governor.
Right.
He was the governor's running mate.
He should have kept checking in the four squares.
Why?
Because he wouldn't have got ousted.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't even know what to say to that.
Oh, gosh. So there's some pictures that we took on Sunday from the bad storm. There was a billboard that was turned over at the Shell.
Yeah, and like fell like right on the gas station's overhang.
A car
and smashed
was,
it in.
A car was smashed.
Mm-hmm.
Big old trees uprooted.
Like the storm was bad. And it only lasted about a half an hour to an hour.
I know. It was
and
crazy.
It was quick.
And it was a windstorm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
must have been a windstorm.
Yeah, and on our end, all we have got was our router because the lights flickered and our router was the only thing that went off. You know, and that was only like, what, 10, 15 seconds?
Yeah, it didn't even stay off, so.
And so we went out after it, and people were like, restaurants were filled up, and people were
like, what are all these people doing here? And like, other brother was like, I don't have any power. I'm like, no, well, we have power. And this one woman looked over at me and said, I'm jealous.
Oh, you didn't tell me about that.
Oh, yeah, you were right there. It was the woman with the kid with the loud toy. No.
Really?
She's like, I'm jealous. I was like,
what, at Ramsey's?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have been in, I don't know.
I like went off on a rant to Jay because, okay, if you have a kid and you take him to a restaurant, why would you bring toys that make noise? That's the most inconsiderate thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
And I was trying to explain. I was like, maybe normally she wouldn't allow
it. I don't understand why you would do it anytime.
But this particular situation, they didn't have any power, so the kid was probably scared. And if you looked at it, it looked like a little flashlight or something.
No, it didn't. The light flashed when you pressed the noise thing, but it wasn't a flashlight.
Right. Well, I mean, it could have been something that made him feel comfortable while he was in this situation.
Well, then guess what? You need to take him to McDonald's.
Well, they didn't want to go to McDonald's.
Well, they should have if you're going to have a toy that makes noise.
So why McDonald's? Why is it okay to have that at McDonald's but not have it at Ramsey's?
Because it's a fast food place. If a kid had freaking a truck that made noise at like Taco Bell, I wouldn't say anything.
Really? I would. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. A restaurant sitting down to eat is sitting down to eat.
Hey, you asked me. Answer.
It don't make any sense. Like,
I know it doesn't have to make sense. I'm just saying what. Mm-hmm. What, but anyway, so that just annoyed me. Luckily, he didn't press it that much. At first, I thought he was gonna press it like all the time.
Well, his dad took it, you know. So he had to eat because they knew that in order for him to eat, he's gonna have to. He needs to take toy away.
Well, so the storm was super bad. So bad that something tragic happened.
I'm at the, Indiana's having their state fair up in Indianapolis, during this time. And Saturday night, the windstorm went through there, 70 mile hour winds went through. And before Sugarland, they was at a concert, Sugarland, you know, the pop country group, they were getting ready to go on stage and it was kind of like intermission. And the fair people were kind of delayed a little bit and it was like, oh, the show will start soon, yada, yada, yada. And the wind gust came through and it actually blew the stage. It collapsed. And with that, it was, 5 people total that were killed and 40 were injured. And, we have a link, to the YouTube video that captured the collapse. The stage collapsing, and then we'll also have a news article out there. So just positive thoughts and going to the families up there that lost loved ones. And
definitely, yeah.
You know, and it makes me sad. I mean, because the fair is supposed to be fun.
Yeah. And it really, put a dark stain on the fair. I mean, understandably. And they should have called off the concert and evacuated the area.
Yeah, they should have. And they weren't cautious enough. And they're doing investigations to find out, you know, was it, you know, the structure wasn't set up correctly? Why didn't the fair people go ahead and evacuate instead of saying, you know, you can go to the pigsty or here, but, you know, the concert's going to start shortly, you know? And a lot of people that were injured were those in the front row. You know, they call it the sugar pit or something like that. But because of, you know, Sugarland. But
right.
But yeah, so that's what happened. So
yeah, our thoughts go out to those who lost one and hope everything turns out okay with those who are injured.
All right, and with that, let's move to tech.
Technology.
So
last week in tech. Bam, I got it.
You did.
I got it.
I found something. I think somebody posted it on G+ or Twitter or something.
It was Sean Coombs.
Sean Coombs, yes. Thank you, Jay. Somebody got a QR code tattooed on their chest.
Yes.
And after he got the code tattooed, someone put their iPhone over it.
Yeah, they read the
recognized
code.
The QR code, mm-hmm. and then it was like animation.
Right.
That happened. And it was really cool. I just thought it was just, I mean, and that's just one thing that could happen.
Right. You know? So the QR code actually launched the YouTube app that launched the YouTube video.
And yeah, I have a YouTube video about this, which is pretty cool. And so check that out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And it marries two of my favorite things, tattoos and tech. So
yeah.
TNT.
And today, Google bought Motorola Mobility.
$12.5 billion.
$12.5 billion.
Can I have like 0.1% of that?
Can I have 0.01% of that? I mean, that is just crazy. And they bought it in cash.
Well, Google, I believe that they have the cash. So.
Right. They said, I think in the article they taught that Google has like $39 billion in cash.
That's crazy.
And it's just, and the thing that gets me is that Apple is like the most, is the richest company in the U.S. or is it the world? And
I wouldn't doubt it's the world.
Right. And it's just, I know I went on a tangent talking about Apple, but yeah, Google paid cash. They had $39 billion in cash at that last count.
Yeah, and they're actually going to keep Android and Motorola separate. It's going to be separate entities.
Right, and what they were doing when they bought it, they wanted to help the Android ecosystem, as they said, you know, keep Android alive. Because I think Motorola Mobility was having a rough time, and they wanted to come in and help those guys out. And, you know, Motorola, they launched the Droid, the Droid X and the Droid 2. So, and it's really kind of cool seeing some of the other companies like HTC and Samsung and those guys are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they're supportive, and, you know, they're probably just being supportive because it's Google. But... But, I mean, like, the Samsung guy was like, we welcome today's news, which demonstrates Google's deep commitment to defending Android, its partners, and the ecosystem. So, they want to make sure they stay, you know, in the ballpark and protect their, you know, Android system from Apple and Microsoft Windows Mobile. And
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I really think it's a good thing. And, you know, I mean, even though we have, iPhones and stuff like that, I like that there's a competitor out there that can hang tight with Apple and mm-hmm. push Apple further instead of so they don't get stale and stagnant. I mean, there are some Android phones out there that I see that I'm kind of like, wow, they look really good.
Yeah. Like, even on the App Slappy podcast, Eileen was talking about how, the Samsung stuff looks so much like the iPad and iPhone.
Right.
So it's, I mean, now whether it's good or bad, but that's for you all to decide. But I mean, I like the way technology's going. Like we even saw an external hard drive. It was so tiny. We're like, look how small they've gotten.
Right. And it was bigger than the ones that we have. And we have 500 gig, external hard drives. And, you know, we saw these other Western Digitals that were half the size of these, and it was, you know, 1.5 terabyte, and it's like, wow.
I wonder how small they're gonna get. Like, there's no way we would have thought external hard drive could be the size that we have now.
Right.
You know, external hard drives were huge things back in the day.
Right.
So I am excited for the new things that technology is gonna bring. Keep bringing it. You can let us know if there are any tech stuff that you want our thoughts on, because I look forward to talking about tech. It's good stuff.
Media.
We watched some movies.
Of course.
We're doing our two Netflix a day a week faithfully.
Is it two or is it three?
It's two.
Oh, okay.
It's 2 week. We watch it on Wednesday and Saturday of every week.
Yep. So
until September the 1st, which we need to change over soon.
Yeah. So what's going to happen? Are they going to like charge us for both or something?
No. Well, if we don't do anything, they will.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you have to change yourself. Yeah. Because it'll break apart in two different services. So they won't change your service for you. They'll just change the pricing structure of the services.
So on the first, before the first, we need to change it.
Yeah. We'll probably get this week's movies and then we'll change it after this week.
Okay. So our first movie that we watched was Black Swan.
Yep. And it was okay.
It was okay for you?
It was okay.
Really?
Yeah. Did you think I liked it?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, it was okay. It was okay. Like, in the three, like, kind of, like, if it was a 5-star ranking, maybe a 3.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe a 3.5. Yeah. That's pushing it.
Yeah, I mean, I can give it a 3. Even though I didn't, it's not that I didn't. It was done very well.
It was very artistic.
Very artistic. Very, is abstract.
Yeah, it's very abstract. If you expect the story to be laid out and told to you and be exactly as it happened, you're not going to get that with Black Swan.
Right. So it's almost like, I mean, it is almost kind of like watching a ballet.
Yeah. Because sometimes, I guess it is.
Because sometimes you have to watch a ballet and you have to imagine what the story is.
Yeah, because they don't tell you every little thing. You have to imagine the dialogue and right. all that. And with this, you have to kind of fill in the gaps in your mind with the story and everything.
Even though there's dialogue is the crazy part, you know?
Yep, but it had Mila Kunis in it. I like Mila Kunis.
Yeah. Doesn't she play WoW or something?
Yes, she plays WoW.
Okay.
Right, she's the voice on Family Guy. She's one of those geeky girls that everybody always talks about.
She did have some. Now, I'm not sure if those were actually her tattoos on her back.
I don't think so.
But no. In the movie, they were kind of cool.
Yeah. So if you like artistic kind of things, check out Black Swan. It won a lot of Oscars, I think, or something like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, everybody always talked about it. I was like, well, it's time for me to see it. And right. I was like, I could have waited a little bit longer.
Wait till it come back on streaming or something?
Yep.
So our second movie that we watched was Baby Mama.
Good pick, Jay.
I know.
It was good.
It had two of our favorite people in there.
Yep. It had Amy Poehler.
Yes. You said the one that I didn't know. Oh. And Tina Fey. Thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
I mean, I know her, yeah, but I don't know her name. Yeah,
think of her name. Amy Poehler stars on Parks and Recreation. So, and she was so skinny in this movie.
I know.
She was so skinny.
It kind of, yeah. I like her on Parks and Rec a lot better.
With a little more weight. Yeah. Well, when she was doing Parks and Rec, I think she was pregnant at one point.
Yeah, she was at one point.
But
yeah, I like her with a little bit more meat on her bones.
Yeah. And Baby Mama was good.
Yeah.
It was really funny. And
it had,
it took a serious look and there were a lot of babies in it.
Yeah. So. And it had, Mo. From the College Boys from back in my day.
College Boys is an old rap group.
From the 1994.
That I barely remember, but I bet if I looked for a song, I could find it.
Oh, yeah. They had like 2 hits, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And it had Steve Martin.
Yes. Oh, gosh. It had Steve Martin.
And Sigourney Weaver.
Yes.
So it had some big names in it, and I think it got kind of meh ratings, but it was just a fun movie. It was fun.
It was.
If you like that, their kind of comedy, because it's definitely their kind of comedy. Check it out. It's called Baby Mama.
Baby Mama.
And didn't end the way I thought it would totally. Like, it wasn't totally predictable, but it kind of was. But
actually, I didn't figure it out until, you know, the last big scene.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, really? Okay. So that was cool. That was cool. You've been reading a lot of comic books.
I've been reading a lot of comic books. I'm so proud of myself.
I am too.
Getting caught up. I finished my Punisher series, and now I'm going on to the Secret Avengers, because I have to read them in order. You know me.
Secret Avengers.
So, and it's going well. You know, I think I'll be caught up on all my comics, you know, in a month or two. And I won't be as stressed. And I've been using the comic book software. I actually bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it a lot. I got all the comics that we haven't read yet. Those are all in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, except the ones in mine. I don't think those are in there.
Because you already read mine.
Right. So those are in there. And I should have everything in there by the but in a couple weeks. So
yeah, collectors.
It's awesome because you can see how many like books you have at a glance across all the series.
Right, right. And I like, and then we're doing a 30-day trial of the synchronization where it kind of stores it up on their website and it can sync over to mine because we were trying to do an export. It actually was, looking for the images on Renee's PC. So, it's really cool. I really dig it. I can dig it. And
you can dig it, man.
I can. So I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about it.
Yep. And been playing tons of WoW.
Wow, we played a lot this weekend.
Like crazy amounts of WoW.
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's just I don't know. Just had a WoW bug. You know, and we ran some troll heroics and stuff like that to help get our gear up and everything.
Troll heroics, so
stressful.
Okay, like the first time we did Zolmon, and that was horrible. And it got better as like the second and third times we did it, but sometimes it can take a long time.
Right.
And I don't know, it's just not optimal for me.
Right. I mean, it definitely isn't like where you can quickly go through and run through and get it done within an hour with what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
So I can totally understand where you're coming from on that. Totally can understand. There I go, messing around while I'm recording and stuff like that. Don't you love it when I do that?
I do. It's awesome.
It's like, yep, you know who's recording the show.
Oh, it happens to everybody.
Yep.
But, so we've been doing that, and I've been actually playing on my priest, and then went shadow, and I've been actually having a lot of fun with that, and I'm surprised, because I'm usually a melee-type player, but it was actually really fun.
That's good. I'm glad you enjoying playing her. So I've been playing my priest. Not my priest. Oh, I'm talking about your priest. I've been playing my hunter. And my hunter is like 60% and 83, and I just left Hyjal.
You're going to be 85 soon.
I know, and it kind of bugs me a little bit because...
You know they have people get to 85 fast, but do you know what? I like that because it means more gold for me.
That is true. That is true. And, you know, I'm going to try I'm gonna keep pushing, keep pushing through and trying to get it done and make sure that, especially get through Twilight Highlands.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm gonna keep questing until I'm done on her, even if it takes a while, because right. I don't know, I like the quests. That's one of the things I like. But right. I have been noticing a lot of documentaries and research projects going along around WoW. It's either right. that or I'm around more people who do those things.
Yeah, I have noticed that as well. And I mean, it's still a hot topic after all these years,
I think people want insight into the mind of gamers and why gamers do what they do. It's becoming more mainstream. People are hearing about this kind of stuff. I think people are curious. Mm-hmm. So this kind of thing comes up. And I mean, we answered a questionnaire from someone on WoW, and someone we know is making a gaming mini documentary.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's good. The more exposure this stuff gets out, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, so. I think it's a good thing. Like you said, I mean, the more exposure, the better.
Yep, definitely.
More exposure, the better, babe.
Man, I'm in the mood for some...
The fridge is not prepared!
Food. That's food. What I'm in the mood for. Mm. I'm always in the mood for food. I love food.
So, what are we listening to today?
We are listening to Peer Gynt Suite number 1, Op 46. What am I the Op stands for? Morning Mood by London Philharmonic Orchestra. And David Perry. And I love this. This song reminds me of those cartoons that used to come on
mm-hmm.
on Looney Tunes. And they would always have, it's always like a morning, whatever someone's waking up. So.
Right.
This week we ate some good places.
Yeah, we actually cashed in one of our living socials to KT's here in Louisville. It was $38 worth of food for $19. And we went there and I got a nice ribs and chicken platter.
And I got tortellini with, it's pesto tortellini with sun-dried tomatoes.
Right, and yeah, I got a salad also. It was very good.
And we got a dessert. We got a peanut butter brownie with ice cream.
Yes.
And we only paid 64 cents. See, I like to think that it's free, even though I already paid for the living social.
Right, so we only paid 63 cents on Friday when we went to go eat at KT's.
And yes, we tipped.
Yes, we tipped.
Very generously.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it alone. also on Saturday.
Sunday.
Well, Saturday we...
you're switching it up.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Where did we go Saturday? We talked about this earlier.
We didn't go out to eat for breakfast Saturday. We didn't eat till the afternoon.
Oh, we went to Chewy's.
Yeah.
And then when we left Chewy's, that's when we went to get the Modal sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And later that evening, we went to BD's.
We did go to BD's. I love BD's.
Yes, we went to BD's. And when we came back, there was something that we did. And we will talk about it after we talk about what we did Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Sunday morning, we went to Ramsay's Cafe of the World.
I love Ramsay's for brunch.
Oh my gosh. They have the best brunch in Louisville.
I mean, and it's not just like eggs, bacon. Like, they have like plantain French toast and
blackened fish.
And like, and their dessert table is huge.
Banana pudding,
chocolate cake, carrot cake, oh my cookies, gosh. Cupcakes,
pineapple, cantaloupe,
like, and
cinnamon rolls.
And it's a very like, it's very vegan friendly and vegetarian friendly. Yes. So they had a lot of vegan stuff. Yes. There sometimes
they have like sausage gravy and they have soy gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing.
So amazing. I mean, if you all are ever in town and you want to hang out, we can always go.
And it's on a Sunday.
Yep. We can always go to Ramsay's. Yes. So I don't think it's that pricey. It's $14 a person.
Right.
And which is a little pricey.
And it's brunch, is all you can eat brunch. And yeah. It is very good. I mean, it includes an omelet. They make an omelet for you.
Mm-hmm.
They bring it out to you, and it's just amazing. As you're telling them what you want, he's putting it in his little pan, and he cooks all that up first before he puts the eggs in, cage-free eggs, and it's just, oh man.
So,
and the coffee's awesome.
Yeah, the coffee's it's really good. Like, you can really taste the coffee.
Right. Right.
So it's good.
Yep. And so last week we told you about the restaurant in Atlanta called Dough. On the View, Dough at the View, which is on Marietta Drive down in, West Marietta Drive down in Atlanta, Georgia. And I made reservations, this past week.
Because you are so forward thinking.
Yes. And they actually told me I was very forward thinking because that day that I had called, they had 187 reservations.
Yeah. It's crazy because them not being on like open all the time.
Yeah, they're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from like 5:30 till 2 a.m. And Thursday is one of the light days that we're going. But we got one of the best seats in the building. It is in the center where we can take in everything.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun. It's just fun to go somewhere new.
Right, right. And I mean, especially, you know, we saw it on TV, et cetera. And I was talking to the guy, and I could have made a reservation online, but I called down there not knowing at that time. And he told me, and then I told him how I found out about them, and they were highly impressed how far their news of their restaurant had gotten all the way up to Louisville. So I'm excited. I'm very excited.
So, Doe, we're coming for you.
You know what happens in 25 days?
Dragon Con.
No. Sade.
Oh, Sade. Dragon Con is sooner than that.
Yep, Dragon Con is before that.
It's crazy. Yeah, Sade soon. I know you're excited.
I was thinking about that earlier. I know that
I thought about it when you played Sade this morning.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So one of the things that we did after we left BD's on Saturday, which was inspired by
Alachia.
What did we do, babe?
We went and raided the Walgreens.
Of what?
Chocolate.
What?
Chocolate.
How much chocolate?
A lot. Like $13 worth of candy bars.
Yes.
We got, and most of it were Reese's. We got the Reese's candy bar.
I got a Symphony bar.
I got the peanut butter Snickers.
And I got the big cup. Well, we both got the big cup.
Yep. And we got little Reese's minis.
So,
we haven't eaten it all. It's still a lot in there.
Yeah.
But yeah. I did like destroy, I think, one of the candy bars, like when I first got home. And then I thought I was going to be sick.
Yeah.
But,
I shouldn't have did that.
But.
Well, I mean, if you wanted it, it was fine.
Oh, God, that's too much. But, and I love Reese's. Love it, love it, love it. That peanut butter. So, I like the big cup the best. Like, I should get a case of those and, like, eat one every week. That'll be my special treat. That's what I should do, but.
Yeah.
It's super, super good. So.
Mm.
And then, as we're checking out, they have that little, section where you get something for a dollar.
Right.
And I saw Peeps Popsicles.
Peeps Popsicles, I said, people.
Huh.
And I said, ew.
I was like, I'm going to try it. It's only a dollar.
I was like,
so
I
if it turns
like
out to
peeps.
Be nasty, then I could just throw them away.
So, guess what today's try this is going to be?
Peeps Popsicles.
Peeps Popsicles.
And, like, when we got them and they weren't frozen yet, they were just clear. Which right. is, I don't know what I expected. I didn't expect that. So,
expecting them to be.
So now it should probably be cloudy, like marshmallows, what I'm thinking. It should look like cloudy marshmallows.
Well, why don't you go ahead and go grab one?
I will.
And I'll stay here and keep the people company. And I'm going to talk about how I really don't like Peeps and how I'm going to try it. So I never really liked Peeps. I don't know why. And even during the Easter and in my Easter basket, you know, when I got one as a kid, I didn't eat the Peeps. I couldn't stand the Peeps. You know, and it's just, I don't know what it is about them that I don't like about. But we get a popsicle, and we're going to try it out. I'm actually going to try it out myself. You never know. I might end up liking it. And it's just really interesting to have these popsicles. So she's bringing one in, and I'm going to be the first to try it since she went first last week. And it actually looks like it did. It didn't clear.
I think it looks cloudy. A little cloudy.
I mean, it looks like ice.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So, here I go.
Yeah. I mean, and I've always loved Peeps. The best thing about Peeps, when you buy them and you leave them out for like a week. And they have the good stale taste to them. And Jay's face was classic.
I just don't like Peeps. I mean, I think you're really going to like it.
Does
I
it
mean,
taste like Peeps?
I think it does. I think you're really going to like it.
Okay, I'm trying
it. But for me.
Smells like Peeps.
Yeah, it does.
But see, I like Peeps, but how do I know I'm going to like frozen Peeps?
It's probably like the syrup or whatever they use to make the Peeps taste the way they taste. And they just put it all in there with some liquid. It made it all.
It doesn't really. It has slight Peeps.
Oh.
Actually, it tastes more like Peeps as after. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
they aren't bad.
Yeah. I'm still tasting. Good. I'm still tasting Peeps in my mouth. Ugh.
Yum.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I'll finish this. How about that?
That's good.
But it's so funny. I love how the Peeps are all different colors, but they all. Tastes the same. The pink tastes like the purple, tastes like the blue, tastes like the yellow.
Enjoy those. And while Renee's gonna enjoy the rest of his peeps, we're gonna give you a little bit of the morning mood, and we'll be back. Thank you. Oh, and we're back, and I still had a taste of peeps in my mouth. It's not great.
That's yummy. hold on, I got one more little bite.
Okay.
And I'm done.
Well, one of the things that happened this past week was I tried out a new barber on the East End, which is where we live. It was only probably about 3 to 5 minutes away, not even 5 minutes, but, went to go try a new barber.
Because your old barber was janky.
Yeah, it was janky. And this barber's from New York, and, he was, ex-Marine, and he's a really cool dude, and he did a fantastic job on my hair. And, you know, I had to fess up a little bit. I was kind of worried, if he was going to do a great job or not, because I'm just, from my past, I've had issues with new barbers, having a hard time, you know, cutting the texture of my hair, or, you know.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, they didn't know how to cut, pretty much. They didn't know how to cut hair. And I've had my fair share of being gapped and everything, you know, being nicked and everything. But he did a really good job, and I'm definitely going to be going back, even though, you know, one of the things that they do in there is they do talk politics. Some, you know, I'm used to going to barber.
Yeah, you're supposed to leave that alone.
Well, I'm used to going to barber shops where they don't talk politics and other stuff, but, you know, I can look past that. I mean, I've had to deal with things like that before. So, East End Barbershop, I'll be coming back. So, thanks for my nice new haircut.
Yeah, I'm glad it's by the house, so you don't have any more pressure.
I know, and that does take a lot of pressure off of me.
And then you got a visitor.
Yes, Flavor Flav. I ordered him last week.
He's adorable. He's cute little vinyl. He has a little gold teeth.
And his clock is setting at 6 o'clock.
Did anybody say anything to
you? Oh, yeah. People at work really loved it and everything. Really? So I have my, you know, public enemy in full effect. At work this weekend, I'll be picking up Run to finish up my Run DMC crew, and I'm excited. You know,
me too. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. So, that's all I have for odds and ends. You have anything, babe?
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, babe. So, let's move on into the next section.
Podcast of the week.
All right, podcast of the week is going to be my podcast that I chosen, and that podcast is the AIE Podcast. What this podcast is, it is the official podcast of the World of Warcraft Guild Alia Yachta Est on Earthen Ring. That is our guild that we are been a part of for 2+ years, almost going on 3 here soon.
I know, it's crazy.
They are a diverse, multimodal Horde guild with approximately, here, they haven't updated this, it says 3,000 members, but.
More like 8,000.
Yeah, more like 8,000 members. So, they're just a diverse group of good people that we hang out with. The guild was founded between Scott Johnson, Veronica Belmont,
can't remember who else.
Adam, what's his name that was on the show of the instance?
And Lynn Peralta.
Yep. So,
as well.
Yeah. So, they've been going strong for a few years. And I mean, we, you know, a good crew of people out there. And
definitely.
All of our AIE friends. What's up?
Yeah. And you might be wondering, how are you in a guild with 8,000 people? Well, it's not as hard as you would think, you know?
Right.
Of course, you have your own little social guilds, and there are at least 20 to 25 raiding groups, probably more.
Right.
But, I mean, it's you always have someone there willing to help whenever you need it.
Right.
It's awesome.
And it's just a community of like-minded people, you know, that, you know, they generally all do help, and that's how you meet new people, is that if you have something you need, you know, it's not just like, can you help me go away? But it's more of a, here, I'll help you, and they'll remember you. Hey, you know, anytime you need any help, or, you know, if we have any meetups, like in Louisville, we had a Louisville meetup at one point, and we had some people come down and up and over, you know, to come meet us. And, you know, when we went out to Utah, we met a lot of AIE people. And, I mean, it's just like, you know, wherever we go, I mean, that's how we met Serve, you know. Our Dan that came out and stayed with us, you know, when he was coming back from Las Vegas to New York. So, anyway, that's the podcast of the week. So the
check
link
it
is
out,
in,
guys.
Yeah, the link is in the show notes, and you know it's a good podcast. And if you play WoW and you know everything, you can come out and hang out with us there, or you can hang out with us in Clan of Darkness as well. So, moving on to feedback.
I have a piece of feedback where I'm gonna say you're right. Tinky tweeted us and said the lemonade tea probably would have tasted a lot better if you would have used at least simply lemonade. So yes, Tinky, I know.
If Renee hasn't went cheap on the lemonade,
it might have been okay. So
right.
Maybe I'll try again this time with better quality. Hey, right. Hey, you know, I try to save a buck here or there.
And you spent that buck on some peach popsicles that I'm not going to enjoy.
It was just a dog. Will you hush it? That's okay. I will eat them and I will enjoy them.
I know, and I'm glad you.
Eat, I don't know. I can only eat like one a week. It's pretty sweet. So
yeah, it's really sweet.
Marshmallow flavored popsicles.
And we had Mo Halen write into us. He said, "Oh my, Vienna beef hot dogs, Chicago style is the best." And we all know Mo loves Chicago.
Mo loves everything about Chicago. Yes. So if he says something about Chicago, you better believe it.
Yes. So Mo is our go-to guy on all things Chicago. So yes, Mo, that Chicago style hot dog was great. Even though I know Renee wouldn't enjoy it because it has tomatoes on it.
No, that's not my thing. I mean, I don't mind tomatoes.
You don't like tomatoes.
Anyway.
You only like tomatoes on burgers.
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever had, did I try Chicago style? I think I tried Chicago style when I was traveling to Nebraska. I did. Anyway.
Okay.
So, Gravin AU said, "The Cold War never finished. It just went underground." Oh. That sounds like some conspiracy stuff.
Mm.
Remember that movie, Conspiracy Theory?
Mm-hmm.
With Mel Gibson. It was good.
And I just want to tell people,
contact us, damn it.
Yes, contact us, please. We read your emails, we read your tweets, and we love when you guys contact us.
Yeah, we do.
And you can reach us by email at valentineblog@gmail.com. That is atvalentineblog@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentine.com. That is atvalentine.com.
And the podcast Twitter feed is @valentineblog. If you want to tweet Jay, you can find him. His Twitter name is The Cowboy. That's thecaoboi. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
And, yeah.
I think it's time for me to go run some troll dungeons.
I know. And you want to explain the outro music today?
Yeah. Actually, I originally heard this song on the Coverville podcast. It is a cover of the phrase "You Found Me" by 2 Seconds Away. And if you want to subscribe to their podcast, they actually have a new Music Monday podcast where they put out they have covers and they have original music out there as well, I think, too. Yep. And I love this version. It really touches me and it's really deep. And I like this better than the original. So you found me by 2 Seconds Away.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
I found God on the corner of First and Amistad, where the West was all but smoking his last cigarette. Said, "Where you been?" He said, "Ask anything." Said, "Where were you when everything was falling apart? All my days were spent by the telephone. So never rang when all I needed was a call. Never came on the corner of First and Amistad. surrounded, surrounded. Why'd you have to wait? Where were you? Where were you? Just a little late. You found me, you found me. And in the end, everyone ends up alone, losing her. The only one who's ever known who I am, who I'm not, and who I wanna be. Way to know how long she will be next to me. Lost and insecure, you found me, you found me, lying on the floor, surrounded, surrounded. Why'd you have to wait? Where were you? Where were you? Just a little. Found me, you found me.